It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
All right, it is Happy Friday. Happy Friday. All right. Here's what we're going to do today. I want people to call in and tell me something you're happy about. All right. I don't want any griping and moaning. We're not going to be negative Friday. This has been a great week for some. It's been a terrible week for others. Let's try to end it on this Friday with some happy thoughts. Go into the weekend with some happy thoughts. I came in, we had free pizza in the studio from Don's Pizza, winner of our Slice is Right contest. So I'm happy. I got my pizza. I got my Diet Mountain Dew. My fingers are all greased up here. 946-0435. We're going to do our best to keep things positive. You tell me something that makes you happy. It can be about sports, preferably. It can be something else, not politics. We will not take any political calls. The only political thing that I'm going to say is that I heard something hilarious yesterday. It literally made me laugh out loud with Screamin' Ace Smith talking about potentially running for president at some point. Like, what? What? Who wants to see that? Oh, my goodness. Stephen A. Smith got an ego the size of this universe, my man. Oh, my gosh. 946-0435. Happy Friday. I hope we can carry this for an hour. I got no calls yet. So we'll carry this for as long as we can. Maybe it's 12 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever. We're going to try to keep this happy. Happy thoughts, happy thoughts. 946-0435. It can be anything that you want to discuss. I'll start. I'll throw out the first discussion, and that is I'm happy that I think the Steelers have a good team and a good quarterback. There we go. Simple as that. We can have some fun with that discussion. Anything else? I got to say some negative things to get to my good, happy thoughts. We don't have to see any more Kenny Pickett nonsense. We don't have to see any more of this nonsense, these dudes who can't play quarterback. Russell Wilson's a pretty good NFL quarterback. He's not great, but he makes the Steelers a much better team, and they were already a good team with the defense and everything, and special teams. Steelers have the Commanders on the road this weekend. My not-so-happy thought is I am picking the Commanders to win, because the Commanders are really good. But my happy thought is the Steelers are still good. I mean, the Steelers are 6-2. Fantastic game in the AFC North last night. I stayed and watched it. Ravens, Bengals. Bengals go for it. Go for two with a minute to go, less than a minute to go after scoring, and they miss it. Throw it to Mike Gesicki, can't quite get it. Joe Burrow got hit in the face. They didn't call it. There was holding on one of the Ravens' DBs on a wide receiver at the line of scrimmage. They didn't call that. I can't be happy about officiating in the NFL, but I'm happy that the Steelers, I think, are a pretty good team, and making the change to Russell Wilson has made me pretty happy. You know, when you think about where they were and what it looked like they were going to be with regards to Justin Fields, and then you get into Russell Wilson coming in, no doubt about it. Much better scenario.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel.
Yeah.
Clap along without roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along.
All right. Let's be happy.
Like happiness is the truth.
Robin Bedford, you got something happy to talk about, man?
I am happy about Oregon, and then we'll get to gambling. But we'll start with...
Wait a minute. Are you happy about gambling? Because that's tough to be happy about gambling.
Well, it's the very, very start of the weekend, and I hit a five-leg parlay, small, $10, turned it into $60. That's where you start to take swings, and I know exactly where I'm going to take them. Boxing, UFC, college football, college basketball, and then one NFL game, probably the Eagles. That's what it all come down to. You can turn that into $400 or $500 if you know what you're doing.
Okay, if you know what you're doing, you have a little bit of luck. Let's be happy. Let's put a little something on a game or something. See if it'll make you happy.
Yeah, sure. You know what?
Usually, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it doesn't make you happy. Sometimes you want to throw something at your TV. But when
and
it does,
I very well may lose, but it was a $10 investment that you try to build it into something. So we'll go from there, and I'm very happy about my Oregon Ducks. I'll tell you, what have they played? Five or six conference games against the perceived Goliath, and they haven't scored less than 30 once. They are making short order and punching down on the learning curve.
Beating Ohio State earns you immediate respect right away. They scored 32 on Ohio State. When you can get into the 30s against Ohio State, you are a national championship contender. Because the one thing about, especially around here, you hear about Penn State and defense and all this stuff. When you get into these playoff games and you get into championship types of situations, you got to be able to score 30 and 40 points against really good defenses. You're not winning national championships 14 to 10 anymore like 1986. To win a national championship, you got to get in the 30s, maybe upper 30s or low 40s. And to see Oregon, Penn State scored 12 at Ohio State last year, scored 13 against Ohio State this year. That's why Penn State's not a legitimate national championship contender. If you can't be a threat offensively against an Oregon, Texas, Georgia, those kinds of teams, you're not going to be a legitimate national championship contender. So when I saw Oregon put up 32 and Dylan Gabriel's having a tremendous year, that made me respect them really as much as I've probably respected Oregon, Rob, for a good 10 years. I mean, I've thought of Oregon as a soft finesse program that beats the hell out of these soft finesse teams in the Pac-12. But they've kind of learned their lesson over the years that you can only be soft and finesse for so long. You've got to get the dudes in the trenches if you want to win a title.
I think Chip Kelly really laid the groundwork, but since then, because that was high octane, a lot of scoring. I used to try to do a shot every time they scored those 10-30 games, and that got real ugly real quickly, so I had to retire from that. The Duck would be doing the push-ups, and I would be pouring the liquor, and it just, no thank you, not at this point. But with Oregon, yeah, they beat Ohio State a couple years ago in the horseshoe, then they beat them at home. So, you know, they've won two games against them. The only game that they didn't score 30 on the whole year was the first game of the season. It was like Idaho or North Dakota. I don't know. They just weren't gelling yet, but they won. And it was an ugly start, but it's been very pretty since. And what's amazing is this team is probably better than Bo Nix's team last year, even though Bo Nix probably had a little bit better numbers, but they lost a couple games, so that canceled out the Heisman. However, they've lost Troy Franklin. They don't have Bucky Irving. I mean, they've lost some Bo Nix, but this team, it's just so deep at receiver. They have a much better defense. I mean, they have a nasty defense. They've done some nice things this year. I love Texas, too, and they're right in the thick of things, but I really feel like this is Oregon's year, brother. Dan Lanning, you like aggressive football? He'll go for it on his own 10, man. You'll love watching him.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's an exciting brand they play. When they had Mariota years back, they could score like every minute or so, and they've always had that offense. But again, to get to the next level, to win a title, to beat a Georgia or a Texas in a playoff type of scenario, you've got to have dudes at the line of scrimmage, and that's really still a concern for me, especially on the offensive side for Penn State. We'll get to more on that here in a little bit.
That was great, though. You mentioned Mariota. That's probably my favorite Oregon quarterback of all time. I'd say my favorite player on Oregon of all time, LaMichael James, running back like 2009, 2012 range. He was just a monster. He played in the NFL a handful of years but didn't do a whole lot, but that dude was incredible.
All right. Anything else? You got something positive and happy you want to say about any game you're betting on this week?
It's a road game. It's a division game, but Dak Prescott's out. Cooper Rush is in. Dallas has been disappointing at best with their core. They've had guys out of defense. That's a game to really narrow in on. I would take Oregon halftime, full game time. Same with Texas. You might be able to get that down around minus 400, minus 500. I didn't look at that yet. I don't know. Penn State money line is probably a real safe bet. I don't know about that 13. What do you think about the 13?
I don't like the 13. I picked like 27-17. I don't like 13. I'd buy it up to 14.5, actually, if I were going to go that route. I think Washington, they're going to move the ball. They got a good quarterback. The guy's been in college for as long as Sean Clifford was. Will Rogers is his name. Not the Cowboy, but he came from Mississippi State.
He's the most experienced quarterback in football. If you go by longevity,
even more than Dylan Gabriel.
I think Dylan Gabriel is in his 14th year. I think Will Rogers is in his 15th. They had to go to the special board of directors to grant that 15th year.
Will Rogers thrown for 15,000 yards. Penn State does not have a great pass defense. I don't think Penn State's in danger of losing, but I wouldn't pick Penn State to cover a 13-point spread.
I couldn't agree with that more. I don't think they're losing either, especially with the early. No, it's a night game. Never mind.
It's the whiteout, and it's going to be electric there. It's tough to come in with the whiteout for an opponent.
Tough environment, brother. You have a good weekend.
Thanks,
all right,
man. Appreciate it. 946-0435. We're keeping it happy. Happy thoughts, Jim, on the Steelers. What do you got, Jim? What are you happy about, man?
Hey, I'm happy they finally got two more players. I've been waiting all year for them to get another receiver.
I hope Mike Williams is a guy. I was looking up his numbers the other day. I think he had 12 catches. He's had like 30 catches in the last 2 years. So his numbers have not been great. He's 30. But maybe in this type of scenario where he can be like a number three guy even behind George Pickens and a Van Jefferson. I don't know that he's a number two guy anymore. He's got 12 catches this year. Last year he had like 19. So maybe there's something left in the tank there.
I like what he did there, that pass from Rodgers in the back of the end zone. He reminded me a little bit of Pickens there. Come down with one hand and catch.
Well, they had to do something at the receiver spot. And this was both of these guys getting Preston Smith, the pass rusher. They gave up late round draft picks, like a fifth round, seventh round, something like that. Well, I mean, not to diminish those picks completely, but you're not really hurting your franchise giving up fifth and seventh round picks. So we'll see how it goes. They got a tough game this week. The Commanders are really good. Jaden Daniels is really good as a rookie. If the Steelers go down there and beat them there, that would be a heck of a win.
Yeah, I think they can. The way the defense is playing.
Yeah, sure.
And we got everybody exposed to come back.
The rookie quarterback against the Steelers defense. When the Steelers go up against rookie quarterbacks, no matter how good they – I mean, Bo Nix is playing well for Denver right now. He looked like hot garbage against the Steelers earlier this year. Jaden Daniels has looked great. But the Steelers are going to have some tricks up their sleeve for him, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. They always do.
All right. Anything else, Jim?
That's pretty much it.
All right. Thank you, buddy. 946-0435. We're being happy today. What do you got? You got a happy story? You got something happy you can talk about? Give me a call.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
At Shoofly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into Shoofly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. Shoofly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of Shoofly's fit specialists, visit their website, ShoeflyStores.com. Shoofly. Your feet will thank you.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Mel and Chris have meals to go. Hot, delicious homemade meals served up from 1130 to 2. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5:30. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. 943-6328. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Hello, I'm Bud Blackie from J&P Auto Mart. Back in 2008, I transferred from the old Bud Mart to J&P Auto Mart. That's right, I've been at J&P Auto Mart selling pre-owned automobiles in Central PA for over 12 years.
J&P Auto Mart is Blair County's largest pre-owned auto outlet. Over 150 units to choose from. Experience with all types of credit and all forms of income. The creativity to get the deal done.
That's no joke. We're serious about putting you behind the wheel of a quality pre-owned vehicle. So come in and see me, Bud Blackie, at J&P Auto Mart.
Apply online at jnpautomart.com or phone 944-5338.
Trying to slide in the shiny, happy people song from REM, but my computer froze here a little bit, so I couldn't quite get to it in time here. Let's see if I can get it a little bit here.
Happy people. Meet me in the crowd.
All right, 946-0435. We're trying to be happy here. We're trying to put on a good face. Whatever it is you're happy about, not politically, but anything else. Anything else goes, except for religion, maybe. No politics, no religion. Anything else. I can think of anything else to exclude. No politics, no religion. Whatever else makes you happy. Eric in Altoona. What's going on, Eric? How you doing?
Good, Corey. Hey, this is kind of an old one, but... Hey, I'm happy that Penn State's in the Big Ten. I mean, I remember when they got in and they were in there a little while and everyone's like, we have nothing in common with Minnesota and Wisconsin and we'd have sooner been in the ACC. We're family in North Carolina or Virginia and all that. And eventually they'd have probably been in the Big Ten in the last 10 years or maybe even a little longer than that if it didn't happen when it did. But I just think they're so well suited I mean, yeah, we're all disappointed that we thought they would at least be more in an equal footing with the ones you always talk about, Ohio State and Michigan. But I just think with their sports program and those schools, and certainly now since it's got into the money, it's just such a good conference for them to be in. I can't imagine them being stuck in the ACC or something, but I think with their branding, they wouldn't have stayed there real long.
What a tremendous, tremendous discussion, Eric. I love this discussion and topic for so many reasons, because I've talked and written about this for a long, long time. I know there are a lot of Penn State fans who have argued, or at least used to argue for a long time, that Penn State would have been better off in the ACC. I can make a case for that. I can make a case that up until 10 years ago, maybe Penn State would have been better off in the ACC. Might they have won a national championship? Would they have had to deal with Ohio State and Michigan every dadgum year? Nope. So I can make a case from a sheer football standpoint that maybe Penn State could have been better off in the ACC, maybe could have contended for a national title, had just had more success, not losing to Ohio State and Michigan all the time. But the reality is, in terms of your future, oh my God, it's not remotely close. Being in the Big Ten has guaranteed Penn State a spot at the big boy table forever.
Can you imagine if they were trying to get in leading up to the whole scandal thing, and when that hit, they'd have been taken out of contention going into the Big Ten right off the bat.
Oh man, what a great discussion, Eric. This is fascinating on so many levels, because you're absolutely right. Say Penn State wanted to try to get into the Big Ten in 08, 09, 10, somewhere around there, but they were just kind of waiting. Boom, scandal, you're done for 5 or 6 years. Now, after 2016, when the program came back, here's the kind of cutoff, and I think you alluded to this a minute or so ago. Penn State maybe could have been in the ACC for 20 years or so, 25 years. At some point, they probably would have gravitated toward the Big Ten anyway. It wouldn't have been until after the fallout of the scandal and the sanctions and the program getting back around 16, 17, 18, that kind of thing. I do believe even if Penn State had been in the ACC starting in 1993, here in 24, they would be in the Big Ten anyway. Would you agree with that?
Oh, definitely. They were too big of a market.
They would have found their way.
They're such a well fit program wise. They match the land grant, the largest university in the state. That's all those schools other than maybe Northwestern, and Purdue and Indiana are a little different, I've enjoyed going to women's volleyball, the men's gymnastics, even the ladies' gymnastics, went to a wrestling match or two, and they're just so well suited in that league. And yeah, it's disappointing, but hey, it's to me, I'd sooner be aiming for something than looking down.
And you know what, financially speaking, those teams in the ACC, Florida State and Clemson, are trying as hard as they can to get the hell out of there, because they're making
Florida State stock.
Yeah, right, nothing.
Now.
Nothing. Exactly. They've got, they're making 60% of what the Big Ten and the SEC are making. So it is a fascinating point. I love the discussion, man, because for a long time, again, until about 10 years ago, the finances have all changed so dramatically in the last 10 years. But until about 8 to 10 years ago, there, you know this as well as I do, there were a lot of Penn State fans who still claimed they'd rather be in the ACC.
Yep. Hey, good discussion.
Great stuff, man. I love it. That's fantastic. 946-0435. Eric brought up a bunch of excellent points there, including the scandal. No matter where Penn State was, at the end of the 2010 season, if you were trying to look to get into another conference, nobody was going to take Penn State for a good 5 years after that. It took until 2016, obviously, to come back from a football standpoint. Here's something happy that or positive that I wanted to mention. So yesterday, Neil Riddell and I wrote point counterpoint columns in the Altoona Mirror. And the question was, will Penn State ever become a consistently elite program? Now, I talked a lot with Nathan on the show yesterday, giving my 10 reasons for why I don't think Penn State will become a consistently elite program. Neil had a really good take on it, saying that they already are an elite program. Not maybe so much football team year in and year out, because I don't think, and this is the discussion, this is a tangent of what we were just discussing. Penn State is not an elite football team and really has not been for 30 years. Not consistently. 94 undefeated, 95 big drop-off. Since 95, they've only had just a handful of years where, just a few years where you thought maybe that could have been an elite caliber team. 2005 finished number 3 in the country. 2016, that was a great team. I'm not sure about elite status. Lost 3 games. But Neil's point in the point-counterpoint column, I'll read what he said. He says, thanks to the Mirror, I've been fortunate, blessed, to travel the country for many years covering Penn State and have seen more than my share of opposing stadiums, bowl games, and fan bases in action. And trust me, Penn State is elite. I thought that was a really good way to look at it. When we do the point-counterpoint columns, we don't always... sometimes we have to go through several different topics because we agree maybe on a lot of things, but we've been doing this 6-7 years, and to do to try to disagree on something every week can be a challenge. As I've said before, I think what Stephen A. and Skip Bayless and all these frauds do is they manufacture arguments. There's no way they can feel that strongly and disagree about everything. So Neil and I, we do the point counterpoint. And I was taking the side as a football team why I don't think Penn State will become a consistently elite program, you know, year over a good 3 out of 5 years, 5 out of 10 years kind of thing. I think there are too many obstacles in the way. That's as a football team. But Neil took it to the step of football program. 111,000 at Beaver Stadium last week. I've traveled around the country to a lot of places over the last 18 years covering Penn State football, and Neil is right. When you go everywhere else, you realize how elite Penn State is in what it does, the fan base, the atmosphere, all of those kinds of things. Very few places can match it or surpass it. Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, I've been to those places. They're also among those elite kind of elements. But this is a good point, and going back to the last caller, getting into the Big Ten when they did in 1993, it's so fascinating. Chuck in Unionville is on the line. I want to ask Chuck this because this is such a fascinating discussion. Chuck, I'm not sure what you wanted to talk about, but were you ever one of those people that maybe thought Penn State would have been better off in the ACC in the 90s and 2000s?
No, not really, because of the even back then, the Big Ten had a certain level of power to it.
Correct.
You know, they were in the Rose Bowl every year, the big daddy of them all.
But could you have seen Penn State either winning a national title or competing for more national titles being in the ACC?
This is perfect, Corey, because Penn State football is not about winning national championships. Penn State football is about the health of the university itself. I said this to you before, most people don't understand, is Penn State is about half the size of like Michigan or Ohio State or some of the other Big Ten universities for its university footprint and student body. And the the university over the last decade has been buying property all over the entire of this periphery because it needs to double. It needs to be competitive in that way. And a key hallmark to any major university is not necessarily your football team, but do you have all of the other associated sports? Because you need to bring these kids that are going to play lacrosse and they're going to be on crew or they're going to be on, you know, women's basketball. They have to have gymnastics. They have to do all of that. And every one of those programs needs to be healthy. And the way those programs get funded in every major university like this is the football program. And that football program is bringing in the money. It is an elite program for what it needs to do for the entire university. And I think the university, like I said the other day, is about money.
Okay, so now we jump into the second part of the discussion. Because that's all well and good, and that makes you feel all cozy on a cold winter night. No national championships in 38 years. You can have nice lacrosse teams and women's volleyball, and your wrestling program is awesome, and maybe your men's basketball program is bouncing back a little bit. Anybody give a flying F about all that stuff when you lost 10 out of 11 to Ohio State?
You know what? The diehard, there's a certain level of diehards that are going to be angry or upset, but let me tell you something. A record crowd in there after 38 years.
Yeah.
And the bulk of the people don't care. And that's what the university wants. I understand it, Corey. We won a national championship, but Penn State wants to maintain this elite program.
This is so amazing. This is such an amazing discussion because you are absolutely right, Chuck. You're absolutely right that so many people, first of all, it's the cash cow. So many people take so much pride in all of that stuff. But what I'm going to come back and counter with you is that people at Alabama and Georgia and Ohio State and Michigan don't give a crap about all that stuff. They want to win football games, and they don't compensate themselves with the notion that, hey, our wrestling program's the greatest thing ever. At Alabama, if you don't win a national title, you have failed. Period. So what makes it a great discussion is, I'm not saying that the Penn State people are wrong for the way they do it. Penn State football, everything means so much to so many people. Success with honor, all of these, it's great. But if you feel that great about everything else, you have to come to a little bit of a realization that putting all those resources into everything else means you're plucking away from the cash cow, the golden goose. You're stealing a little bit of the golden goose's egg for this, and a little bit of the golden goose's egg for that, and a little bit of the golden goose's egg for this. And so if that's the case, Chuck, then be happy being 10-2. Be happy being 10-2, because that's all you're ever going to be. If you want to have everything else be awesome, then be happy being 10-2, and you will never, ever, 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 ever catch up, because when they say down south it just means more, I mean, it's funny because, you know, we laugh at them about that a little bit. But down there, they don't care about any of these things that you're talking about. Alabama, Georgia, they don't care about any of these things that you're talking about, fencing and lacrosse and women's basketball and all that stuff.
I would say that if you probably talk to their university president, they would say the same thing. Their programs fund all these other things. I hear what you're saying, Corey. But two things, as I get older and more responsible, I go, yeah, I can kind of see what this whole Bay and the Bills thing is, okay, because I live off of Penn State. I don't work for the university, but I have a small business, and that small business it depends on people making good living so that they have discretionary income that they can spend. And that means this university needs to be healthy. But the bottom line is nothing changes until as long as they just set a record. Ain't nothing going to change within the administration because they don't have to. What Penn State fans have shown so far is that they're okay having a 10-2 with an incredible experience at Beaver Stadium year in and year out. You know?
It's,
and as long as the Penn State fandom keeps doing that, you know, I don't want to run any longer, but I'm going to end with this because even let's just say that the AD was going to go, God, we need a national championship. Man, are they rolling some dice? I mean, odds are they're going to get less than 10-2. And if they do that, there goes that goose. So how are they going to know that they're going to get better than 10-2? You know how that goes. So they're gonna run status quo until the attendance drops.
Great stuff, man. Great call, Chuck. Appreciate it. I love that discussion because I've been talking about it literally for 2 years. Penn State is the number 8 or 9 team in the football team in the country. That's what they are. Traditionally, that's what they are forever. Forever. Number of wins. I think they're like 8th or 9th all time in wins. 2 national championships. Right now, they'd be slotted 6th, 7th, 8th. They're basically the 8th or 9th best football team, football program in this country. And you know who would love to be there? 125 other teams would love to be the number 8 or 9 football program consistently year after year after year after year. And to go back to what Neil Riddell wrote, you travel around to the rest of the country, blah, blah, blah. There are only a handful of places that have it better or as good or better than Penn State. Atmosphere-wise, stadium crowd size-wise, all that stuff, financially, all that stuff. But the flip side to the discussion is, are fans and the university, and maybe the university is the more important element there, content with being the 8th or 9th best football program in the country? I don't think you can have your cake and eat it too here. I've said for a long time, I don't believe you can have 31 varsity sports in a self-sufficient athletic budget where you don't take any money from the rest of the university. Athletics supports itself. I don't believe Penn State can take the next step while having 31 sports. Now, there are a lot of Penn State fans that are incredibly proud that the university offers 31 varsity sports. And a lot of those same people are incredibly pissed when they lose to Ohio State all the time. Okay? These are not mutually exclusive discussions. Now, look, I'm not saying that the money and all this stuff makes the difference in every football game. Penn State was up double digits a few times back in 2017, and JT Barrett rallied Ohio State at the Horseshoe. I was there. He threw like 16 consecutive completions in the fourth quarter. It stunned Penn State. Money didn't decide Saturday's game. Terrible play calling inside the 5-yard line decided Saturday's game. Okay. But over a consistent, over a longer time period, to be at that higher consistent level, if you want to be remarkably proud that Penn State offers so many things to so many people, then you had better be prepared to just be the 8th or 9th best football program in the country. Because you know what Georgia and Alabama and Texas aren't unbelievably proud about? Trying to be equal opportunity to everybody, everywhere, in all kinds of sports in a self-sustaining athletic department. They're proud about spending every single dollar that they possibly can on football. And I'm here to tell you that when you have 31 varsity sports, you have to spend some dollars on sports when you don't want to, but you have to. And that's the challenge for Penn State. Is the university okay with that? I think it is. The university takes a lot of pride in all of these things, meaning so much to so many people, having 111,000 people at a game. They made their money. I've read an estimate that the game might have generated $15 million. That's a win, regardless of the score. That's a win for the Pennsylvania State University. It wasn't a win for the football team, but it was a win for the Pennsylvania State University. If you want it to be a win for the football team, the university has to start taking some more losses in some other smaller areas. Roger down in Myrtle Beach. What you got, Roger? What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't get to you on Monday, and you're right. Ohio State was a better program than we were. So we had our chances. I'm glad to see that you questioned the play calling down at the the goal line. You know, first down from the goal line, 3 yards.
Some of the worst I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. I don't believe that was Andy's play calling. But
oh, you think you think James interfering there
somewhere? That makes no sense at all. So, but it is what it is. It's water under the bridge. I really want to. I didn't look up, and I'm sure you know. That's where the reason I'm calling is. What was Pat Pratt's comments after the game?
No, I don't know. I don't recall him saying he doesn't speak after games. I mean, he's only interviewed a handful of times a year, so it's not general practice. There was a scene that played out on the field before the game. It looked like Ryan Day was lighting into Pat Kraft about something on the field, like complaining about something. But as far as I know, I've not seen any comments, Roger, from Pat Kraft. He only speaks to the press probably 4 times a year.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is really his second football season, correct?
Yeah.
He started in 2022.
And he's a huge James Franklin fan. And Patrick Kraft has done a great job fundraising and all. I think Patrick Kraft's fundraising and leadership have taken them to heights that Sandy Barber was never going to achieve.
Right. I mean, and unfortunately, I wasn't around to see the maturity of the Penn State golf courses, but what he did out there is just unbelievable. It's something that should have been done 25 years ago.
You tell me if you agree or disagree with this, because this is the crux of the discussion that I'm having, Roger. You tell me if you disagree with this. The Penn State football team lost Saturday. The Pennsylvania State University won Saturday.
What you're talking about prior to me coming on was, you know, this program is responsible for funding 31. I thought it was 32.
No, 31.
Other varsity sports. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm happy that Penn State does that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My son played ice hockey for a long, long time, and that was back when it was the ice hockey program was a club sport, and Joe Bautista was trying to raise money, and we finally hit the jackpot.
Can I tell you something that's going to blow your mind? I didn't know the number was this low. I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind, because Texas is one of the few athletic departments. They've got more money than Penn State, significantly more. Do you know how many varsity sports Texas has?
No.
21.
Wow.
It's right. Let me look at Alabama. I think Ohio State's like 36. They're one of the exceptions. They've got a lot, but I don't know if they have a fully self-sustaining athletic department. I think Alabama is 19 or 21. I'm looking it up here. 21. Alabama, 21. Texas, 21. I'm going to look up Georgia here. Do you see what I'm getting at here?
Let me ask you a question. I mean, they have to honor Title IX.
Yeah,
I mean,
sure. Which means they've got more women's. They've got more women's teams than men's teams because football comes up. You know, counts for so many.
Right. Okay.
Georgia varsity sports. Oh my God! I never fully looked this up. You know how many Georgia has?
Probably 10, 12.
21.
No, wow, okay.
Georgia has 21 varsity sports. Alabama has 21 varsity sports. Texas has 21 varsity sports. Penn State has 31. Do you see what I'm getting at here? If you want to pound your chest about how proud you are that you offer so many opportunities, and Ohio State does have 36. They are on the complete upper end. I think Harvard might have the most in the country. They're like 41, but that's Harvard. You had better be prepared to just be a step behind because you're not spending as much money as you could on your cash cow.
Right. Well, I mean, I told you the other day there was nothing going to happen if James Franklin lost this game.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
Nothing's going to be happening.
Michigan's 29. Michigan's 29. So Penn State, within its Big Ten brethren, Michigan 29, Ohio State 36. Penn State's right there against the teams that have more money at 21. Right. It boggles your mind. Hey Roger, I'm going to take another call. Thanks for the call down there, man. Really good discussion. Caller number two. I got to get through these quick. So I still got two commercial breaks. This has turned into literally one of the best discussions we can have. What do you think about what I said, caller number two, that Penn State won, the Pennsylvania State University won Saturday, even though the football team lost?
That's definitely true.
Do you think they would feel that way at Ohio State if Penn State came in there and beat them in front of 108,000 people?
They would probably be riding Ryan Day out on the rail after the game.
Right. There's the difference, folks. There's the difference. That I've preached this for a long time. Penn State fans are so proud and caught up in these other things, but these other things do take away from ultimately the football team being reaching 100% potential.
I'll say one thing, Corey. I think if you had and I like James Franklin just like you do. I think if there's a different coach there, we lose three of those games in the last couple of years.
But, okay. Like 2017 was the example. Penn State was up 13, 14 points or whatever. JT Barrett brought him back. James, you know, another coach might not have a 13 or 14 point lead at the horseshoe. You see what I'm getting
at? That's true.
Another coach might not be a good enough recruiter and a good enough 1-0 mentality to where they're undefeated going into the Ohio State game in week 7 or 8 or whatever it was, and it comes down to a goal line stand. That's the thing. James does so many things well. We will nitpick him to death over the mistakes against Ohio State, but you replace him, hey, then maybe you've created other problems and Ohio State isn't your biggest problem anymore.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I just, as an Ohio State fan, a couple of calls he's made or somebody's made.
You're like, thank you.
The handoff to Sanders, was it Sanders?
Sanders in 2018, yep.
Everybody was on that side just waiting for it. And
yep.
Wasn't it McSorley? Probably would have gotten it. So, and the other thing, you are right about Ohio State has 36 sports, 17 men, 19 women, 2 co-ed. So they must just have a lot more money because of where they're located.
They do have a lot more money. I am not certain. If you ever find this out, please let me know. Penn State is a self-sustaining athletic department. They are their own business. They're their own budget. I don't know how many. There's not a lot of other programs in the country that do that. I don't know if Ohio State is or not. I've never been able to find that out. If you ever find that out, then let me know.
Well, I believe they are. I think they pay for everything for everybody else.
They don't take out, but they don't take any money from the general university fund for anything.
Nope. I don't think. What I've always heard is that the athletic department is self-sustaining,
very good. Appreciate it. I got to take a break here. We'll get to more calls after this.
Executive Jeff Gordon from Hendrick Motorsports is no stranger to winning championships.
We've gotten better, but we also know our competitors have as well. It's going to be a tough battle. I mean, you know, you've got three other teams and drivers that, you know, are rock solid. They all have their strengths and they all can run good at Phoenix. And so, you know, we're going to have to step up, no doubt. But, you know, we've been working hard on not just improving everywhere that we go to, but, you know, looking at hopefully being in this championship battle and finding ways that we can improve performance there. And I think our short track program, key moment, we got a lot better at Richmond. And Richmond, while it's not Phoenix, it's still, you know, a short track where we've been hit or miss there. And we found, you know, some good improvements. And we hope that some of that, as well as the other things we've learned since then, transfers over to Phoenix. We're pretty excited about this week and having that 24 car going to Phoenix to battle for a championship. But all four of our cars this year win a race, get into the playoffs, get deep into the playoffs, and now we have one. So it's been a great year. It's one that we're going to celebrate no matter what. But at the same time, certainly nothing would cap off this amazing year better than a championship.
You're on the final lap.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay is where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Holiday.
All righty, welcome back. I want to thank our presenting sponsor, J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, for all their support of our little program. 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. You want to stop on over there before you head out to a game or hunting trip, fishing trip, whatever. Let them know that you heard us talking about them on Sports Central. One more phone call. Clarkster, what you got, man?
The colleges are swimming in money. I mean, every home game is a win, whether you win on the field or not. I mean, you're talking about the entertainment side. Look, the creation of the Big Ten Network.
What I'm talking about is, are they content with it? Because of course Penn State is. Alabama's not. Georgia's not. Texas is not. Ohio State's not. That's the difference. That's all that I'm trying to get to is what's the feeling? Does the university feel like even if the football team loses, we can still win in a big way?
Yes, of course.
I don't think those other teams feel that way.
I think, my goodness, you could spin off the entertainment side of colleges.
Did you hear what I said? Alabama has 21 sports.
Well, that's because it's not north or northeast. That's where the concentration of the sports.
Texas has 21.
Yes, but they're not.
Georgia has 21. My point is, they care more about football because they don't have as many other things to care about.
Because they don't have the introduction of the old line colleges that have sports that are old line sports. Go look at the makeup of.
I don't care. Hey, look, Clarkson, I don't give a damn about the history lesson of why they do or don't have them. I'm telling you, they don't have them, which means they can spend more money on football.
Yeah, but if they're self-supporting, you know, they are getting, you know, from the Southeast Conference Network, ESPN, Fox, CBS.
I feel like I'm banging my head against the wall. If I've got $100 million and I got to spend 15 on the rest of this crap versus these other programs have to spend 7 on the rest of this crap, that's $8 million more they've got to spend. You mean to tell me that $8 million a year after year, that these other programs can't find better use of their money than Penn State can get for their money?
Yes, obviously they're not funding women's sports to the extent that Penn State
or men's sports, either one.
But that's the overall approach of the school and the requirement.
All right, I got to take a break because I'm just about done. The whole point I'm trying to make is they have more resources to spend on football and other places because Penn State has chosen to have more teams that they've got to split their resources on.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice. But now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips and snacks for your party, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Rougarou, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks. From Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncansville.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Great show today. We kept things happy for the most part. Happy discussions, happy talk. All right, everybody enjoy your weekend. We got the whiteout tomorrow. My pick is Penn State 27-17 over Washington. Washington can throw the ball a little bit. That's a little bit of a concern, but I don't know if they're going to be physical enough against Penn State. Steelers Commanders on Sunday. I like the Steelers. I'm happy about the Steelers and all this and that and everything. It's a road game, though, and I just think Washington's going to win that game. I'm real impressed by what the Commanders are doing. All right, we'll recap all the football action on Monday. If you're heading out to a high school football playoff game, we got Tyrone tonight, and Hollidaysburg's playing tonight as well. Enjoy those games. We'll talk to you on Monday, everybody.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC, Roaring Spring, Altoona.